Random House Audio presents I Need Your Love, Is That True? How to stop seeking love, approval, and appreciation and start finding them instead. By Byron Katie with Michael Katz. Narrated by Byron Katie, Leslie Paulette, and Adam Lewis. This is Byron Katie. Everyone agrees that love is wonderful except when it's terrible. People spend their whole lives tantalized by love, seeking it, trying to hold on to it, or trying to get over it. Not far behind love as major preoccupations come approval and appreciation. From childhood on, most people spend much of their energy in a relentless pursuit of these things, trying out different methods to be noticed, to please, to impress, and to win other people's love, thinking that's just the way life is. This effort can become so constant and unquestioned that we barely notice it anymore. This audiobook takes a close look at what works and what doesn't work in the quest for love and approval. It will help you find a way to be happier in love and more effective in your relationships without being manipulative or deceptive in any way. What you learn here will bring fulfillment to all kinds of relationships, including romantic love, dating, marriage, raising children, work, and friendship. In the course of listening to this program, you'll begin to notice how many of your thoughts are about the quest for love and approval, something most people never discover. And just by noticing, you'll learn a whole new way of relating to your thoughts. This will radically change how you are with yourself and with anyone important to you, your spouse, your children, your parents, your boss, colleagues, employees, friends. You won't have to learn a new way of presenting yourself that isn't true for you or that deceives others. Instead, you'll be pleasantly surprised by what you discover. You'll be amused as well. If you're in pain right now because your quest for love and approval has hit a bad patch, you'll find it helpful to follow the exercises I'll be telling you about, which, by the way, can be a lot of fun. They work best when, just for a moment, you put aside your desire for relief from pain and do them in the spirit of a search for truth. Relief will come quickly if you can find what is really true, not for other people, but for you. This isn't an audio program of advice. Instead, it offers you questions that will bring you face to face with parts of your life that you may not have thought about until now. Getting to know yourself in this way is interesting, and bursts of natural light and happiness will appear where you least expect them. All you have to do is genuinely answer the questions you'll find here. And if you do answer them from your heart, you'll discover for yourself what you've always wanted and how effortlessly you can get it. Many of you will get it simply by listening to this audiobook. Here's one way of understanding where the journey of this audiobook leads. Consider a smile. First, think of a deliberate smile, the smile you produce when you think you should, for instance, for a photo. That smile is useful in some ways. It's intended to be kind to others, like Secretary Appreciation Week. Now think of a smile that happens by itself. This smile can't be produced on purpose. It can't be faked, and there's no instruction book for creating it. We all love a smile that happens by itself. Unmistakably genuine, it opens doors and hearts everywhere. Even if it is seldom allowed to see the light of day, you know that this smile is somewhere inside you, ready to burst out. It comes from an enjoyable conversation that you have with yourself. Once you understand this, everything in your life with other people will change. The program you're about to listen to is designed to introduce you to that conversation and, if you like, to help you make it your own.